We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio. This quarter is brought to you by Labatt Blue Citra, a bright hop aroma and a crisp, clean finish. Labatt Blue Citra, check it out. Don't forget, you can get all our content on our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can download our app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store on your phone. And we're on Spotify. Just look us up, Keystone Sports. All right, Michigan State preview predictions. We're going to talk about Penn State and the Spartans. Penn State's 7-0, 4-0 in the Big Ten East. Michigan State is 4-3, 2-2 in the Big Ten East. Game's 3:30 Eastern time. At Michigan, what is Michigan State Stadium called?
Spartan Stadium.
Spartan Stadium. The Land-Grant Trophy is on the line, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, don't forget about that.
What does it even mean?
It's beautiful.
I don't know. It's something about state schools.
One of the biggest trophies I've ever seen.
Because they're state schools?
Yeah, I think it's something.
And because Michigan State used to be the last game of the year? That's stupid. You know what else I think is dumb? Spartan Stadium.
Spartan Stadium?
Yeah. Sell it. Who cares what it's named? It.
Well, Beaver Stadium. It's not
sold. Same
thing.
Do
you want that sold?
Yeah.
Sell it?
Yeah. Right now, I'll give him $100, Keystone Sports Network Stadium. Right now. Keystone Sports. How much do you think it would take to get them to do it, Penn State? No, I mean there's a dollar amount, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a price on that.
Oh, I would.
It's just high, but you could get it.
That'd be sweet.
Anyway, Michigan State's coming off a bye. I think that's noteworthy this week. 2 weeks ago, they got steamrolled at Wisconsin. 38-0, they lost to Ohio State the game prior to that. They also lost to Arizona State this year. All three of their losses are to teams that are currently ranked in the top 25. Line 6.5, what's the over-under, Bob?
43-44, something like that.
43-44,
all right. Yeah, the common denominator in all those games is the offense for Michigan State. It just has not gotten going at all.
Yeah,
even
points.
Arizona State. They couldn't do anything.
Yeah. Would they score a touchdown against Arizona State, 10 points against against Ohio State, and zero against Wisconsin? So there's your one of your keys to the matchup this week. Penn State's lost the last two games against Michigan State. They lost their last two games.
I felt they should have won them both, too.
Spartan Stadium or at Spartan Stadium. And the last win in East Lansing was 2009. And don't forget Penn State fans.
Yeah, Curtis Drake threw a touchdown pass in that game. Curtis Drake, who also got into the locker room scuffle with Matt McGloin a couple years later. I think he threw it to Andrew Corliss, too.
It's kind of unbelievable, isn't it? Like, what would Penn State's seasons have been the last 2 years if it wasn't for the Michigan State loss? 2 years ago, they went to the Fiesta Bowl. What would they have done? They still wouldn't have won the Big Ten East.
Correct.
So really, would it have made any difference, Bob?
I just think that be able to finish 11-1 and have the one loss beat Ohio State when you really played very well for three quarters.
Right.
I mean, those Michigan State losses have to rankle, frankly.
And last year they would have been 10-2,
right?
And another third straight double digit win season.
The 1 2 years ago, really, that weird weather delay.
Yeah,
They got shut out in the fourth quarter, and they got Lewerke'd, as Ross talked about, 400 yards. It's just been a series of unfortunate events that have really cost Penn State against this team. Last year, Michigan State ran like four trick plays early in the game, and then Amani got beat late. But just really, really, of the losses they've had, I think they have to really hurt that program the most.
Yeah, for the losses since 2000, you know, under Franklin, since the Minnesota game, when the worm turned and they went on to the Big Ten championship. These two are completely different and stand out from any other games that they've lost. They've just been so strange and completely different. I'll give you a few numbers. You guys ready for some numbers? Of course, Michigan State's defense is number 22 in total defense, number 33 in the country in scoring defense, and their rushing defense is 110th in the country. Michigan State's rushing defense is number 110 in the country. I'm sorry. That's their offense. Their rushing defense is number 37 in the country. I'm sorry. The rushing offense is one.
You were so emphatic. I wanted to let it go. I knew that, but I was going to let you have it.
Their passing offense is 64th. Their total offense is 100. They average 357 yards and 21 points a game. There you go. Penn State's defense is number 3 in scoring, number 4 in rushing, and number 12 overall. But their pass defense is 59th. Penn State's top 10 scoring team in the country, top 15 total yards team in the country. There you go, gents. Is this game about Brian Lewerke versus Penn State?
Let me ask
defense?
You this, Bob. Why do you think Lewerke has their number? Like, last year, they threw the ball to the same kid 30 times. What was his name? Felton Davis?
The third.
Felton Davis the third?
Yeah.
they're sticking with that, huh? The Davis family sticking with Felton.
I think some players just have other teams' numbers. I think it's true in a lot of sports. And Penn State brings out the best in Brian Lewerke. He just – it's hard to explain. I'm sure he's going to play well off the bye this week. And, Ross, to your point, like, Michigan probably gave Penn State their best shot. I think Penn State will get Michigan State's best shot. I know there's some unrest in East Lansing. There's a lot of players in the transfer portal, some good players. But if this is their season. They're coming off the bye. They're 4-3. If they have any hair on their you-know-whats, I think you're going to see it Saturday. So I think it's a very tricky game for Penn State.
Very tricky. It has been the last couple of years. We've talked about that. There's a huge difference between 5-3 and 4-4. I'm sure they cooked up some good stuff during the bye week. We know about Lewerke. By the way, just as an aside, the amount of kids that go to the transfer portal and that we never hear from them again, and they gave up their scholarships, is people don't realize it. People don't realize how many of these guys don't end up getting scholarships anywhere else.
They always think they're going to be better off somewhere else. They just
grass is always greener on the other side, right? Talking about Michigan State's offense, Lewerke's thrown for nearly 1,600 yards this year. He doesn't get sacked much. You take the Ohio State and the Wisconsin games. 8 of the 10 sacks they've given up this year were against those two defenses. So they've kept him pretty well protected and upright. He completes about 57% of his passes. Darryl Stewart is his number one target. The guy's got 300-yard games, and he's caught at least 5 balls in every game. He's the one that – do you think they match up John Reed or Tariq Castro Fields on him? He's a big receiver. He's a physical receiver.
I don't know that they're going to – I don't know that Penn State does that. I think they play boundary and field and take your best shot against the guys that way.
Their best running back is Elijah Collins. He's a freshman. He did okay against Ohio State. He had 60-some yards. He did nothing against Wisconsin. They did nothing against Wisconsin. Generally speaking, he has nearly 500 yards, 3 touchdowns. He averages 5 yards a carry. I'm looking at the two sides of the ball. Is this game about Michigan? To me, it feels like this game is about Michigan State's offense. Can they score enough points to keep up with the Penn State offense? The numbers tell you that the poor numbers tell you not. But to me, this game is about Michigan State's offense against Penn State's defense.
Yeah, I think it's about Lewerke. I really do. I mean, like, if Penn State gets to him, rattles him, and he has a bad day, they're going to win going away. But we don't have any evidence. First of all, they didn't do it to Patterson. Secondly, all the evidence we have is Lewerke carving them up. And one of those is at Beaver Stadium. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I hope it's the case. I mean, the good news is Lewerke's gotten worse every year somehow. So, maybe that trend continues. Otherwise, man, can you imagine how bad it would be if Michigan State wins this game? I mean, D'Antonio would be James Franklin's daddy if they win this game.
He's not lying. One thing to watch, Penn State, for whatever reason, now Michigan State does have some athletes on defense. And that front 7, that linebacker, Batchy's good. That nose tackle, Raekwon Williams, is good. The 3 technique's good. Kenny Willicks, I think, was the defensive player of the year in the Big Ten.
Right.
Last year, the defensive end. I think Penn State's going to have a tough time moving those guys out. They're going to have to make some plays, a lot of plays, in the passing game. The other thing is, absolutely, Penn State has not finished against this team in the fourth quarter. 3 points total the last 2 years. They were shut out 2 years ago in the fourth quarter. They scored 3 points last year. They have to find a way to score some points in the fourth quarter on the road. This is also their third. This is three in a row, tough games, physically tough games, at Iowa, Michigan, Michigan State, and Michigan State's going to be fresh. This is going to be, I think, I'd be stunned if Michigan lays down, Michigan State lays down in this game.
All right, is there any key matchup beyond this game being about Brian Lewerke for you, Ross, just real quick, before we get into our picks and predictions?
I think Bob just said it. I think it's Penn State's offensive line against Michigan State's front. You know, both in
it's
the
a
run
good front.
Game.
It is yeah, a good front.
Both in the run game and in pass protection. And it's always tougher when you're on the road. We'll see. It's going to be – I think it's – I mean, it's Big Ten, man. It, you know, like – and it's a team that has their number. We'll get into the predictions now.
All right. The matchup for me is the corners against Stewart. I think that's one to keep an eye on as well. I think it's about Lewerke, but it's also can they take that receiver away a little bit from him. That's his sort of –
All right. We're going to make our picks so we can hear your bold prediction.
My
bold
prediction.
Minutes. Wait, hold on. So, Ross, you want to go first or should I go first?
Sure, I'll go first. I will say Penn State 23-17.
Any bold prediction?
Bold prediction is that my bold prediction will not be as good as Andy's bold prediction.
Oh. Yeah, I think that this game, there's going to be more points than people realize in it. I think Penn State can throw on Michigan State, and I think Lewerke is going to be Lewerke at some point in this game because they did play a lot of snaps last week. 27-23. Penn State. I think it's going to be a game that they're going to have to struggle a little bit to win the game. I just think there's going to be some points in this game where you think that maybe it's going to be like an
struggle.
Iowa game.
Yeah,
I do think that there will be some points in this game.
All right. I'm going the other direction. Excuse me. I don't think there is going to be a lot of points in this game. I think both defenses are going to stand up. I think the depth of Penn State's defense and the way they've used their rotation guys in the third game of a tough three-game slate that you talked about, Bob, I think that is going to show up a little bit. I'm going to go Penn State 20, Michigan State 13. And part of that score is my bold prediction. Penn State has to come from behind to win. And I say Penn State, my bold prediction is Penn State scores more points in the second half than they do in the first half. That's not bold, is it?
Andy.
That's what I'm saying. They have to score two touchdowns in the second half to win this game.
So really, though, the bold prediction is that Penn State goes on a game-winning drive late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we can help you with this off-air in the future.
Like,
we'll reshape the lead of your bold predictions.
No, I want to keep doing them as my own.
Yeah, but bold that they score more points in the second half, than that doesn't sound bold enough. Like, you need to say Penn State has to have a game-winning drive in the last 5 minutes. They'll be behind. Sean Clifford leads them on a game-winning drive to get the win for Penn State.
You're welcome, Andy.
Thank you, Ross. All right, that'll do it from the Labatt Blue Studio. For Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, I'm Andy Shea. For everybody at the Keystone Sports Network, thank you for joining us, and enjoy game number 8.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.